we sang Amazing Grace, and I was sitting there thinking that that would basically be what it is about, is the amazing grace. 4 months ago in my life, firstly, I wouldn't have had the guts to come and stand here. Lucky there's no stage, or we're not on top of it, because then there's no stage fright involved. But not because I was shy and because I didn't have the boldness, but simply because I didn't know the living God. I haven't met Jesus in my life up until 4 months ago. And he literally came and he turned my life around. It is when he touches you, you know that you've been touched. And when he touches you, you know you've been touched by something holy, because nothing else is like that. Until God comes into your life, you haven't met anything, you haven't lived anything like that. And because I'm limited in time, I'm not going to share my entire testimony, maybe soon one day, but 4 months, basically, roughly to the day, it's been 4 months ago that God has turned my life around, and amazing things have happened, awesome stuff has happened. And amongst others, God has also from the start put it in my heart to pray for other people, people that are close to me, friends, family. Amongst others, I've prayed for my sister, my elder sister. She's they're living in Germany, have been for the last 10 or 11 years. Been brought up as a Christian child, but you know, it was pretty much the same as me, you know, thick dust on the Bible, and you know, we only pray when we're in need of something, and obviously never really heard God speak back to you, because you can't live, you can't worship God in that way. It's not a get out of jail free ticket or a recharge voucher for your phone. It must be a living commitment with God. But anyway, when my sister comes into the picture, I started praying for her right from the beginning. And then a couple of weeks thereafter, some of the ladies came forward and we prayed on behalf of them for somebody else. Okay. Now, Tuesday last week, God put it in my heart to phone my sister. And, you know, she was just on her lonesome there. You know, she says, there's nobody that she can speak to, because everybody, you know, says this tightness of the Germans, and I've got nothing against them, but you know, there's nobody that she could reach out to. And now, she doesn't work, so she's basically a tasteskeeper, what do you call it? That's it, yeah, home executive. And she's basically been kept hostage in her own house. That's what it started feeling to her like. And just a lot of things went wrong. And her husband started picking up problems for the last couple of months. You know, they couldn't be intimate because of this rage that started creeping up in her bones. And then it was just all anger and rage. And I sat with the same problem. And she couldn't even communicate with her kids properly. The one is, I think, 9 or 10, and the other one is about 6. And she just couldn't. There was no love. There was absolutely no love. And she just started picking up problems with her mother-in-law. Every time she'd visit there, there was huge fights. And so, yeah, you got the picture. Things were and she was in this terrible state because she didn't want to do it. It just happened. She never made the decision to be this way with her kids, but it just happened. You know, stuff she told me afterwards now that for the first time in almost 6 or 7 years, she could actually kiss her boys goodnight and hug her husband and that sort of thing. But anyway, back to last week, the Wednesday we prayed. Yeah, we prayed for her. We prayed against that thing, that anger, that all that nonsense that were, and. Now comes the testimony. I phoned her. I couldn't speak to her on the Thursday. I phoned her on the Friday, I think. Yeah. But she says, thank you very much. She had a terrible night of sleep because she went to bed at about 9:30. And we prayed 10:30, and they 1 hour behind us. Hello? See the connection? So what I want to say to you is that it doesn't matter if a family member or a friend or somebody that you want to pray for is Amen. On another planet even, you can still pray for them. Literally, her life has turned around. She just said she can't believe it. I wanted to print out the email and read that to you. It would have been within the 5 minutes. I should have done that. But instantly, this rage changed. She could actually have a conversation with the kids. She stopped yelling at them. She started, being a mom again. At that stage, my brother-in-law was in Finland on business, and she was expecting him back on the Thursday evening. And she doesn't know how she's going to break the news to him, because he left and he's coming back and he's got literally a new wife. And I said, just trust the Lord, he'll pave the way. And literally she says, word for word, the Lord allowed her to speak and say what had happened to her. And he just sat there and he took everything. He didn't understand anything, but trust me, I think he's glad. Because then he said to her, you know, he could see something's happening, but he didn't know what to do about it, you know. So praise God, there's change when he comes into your life, and you can't stop it, but it's awesome. I can see there's a real God, and we're not here for cookies and biscuits. We are to meet the real Jesus. Thank you very much.
Before you go sit down, most of the people here were not here when we prayed for your sister. Now, I want to just clarify what happened when we prayed for his sister. Can I share with them that you and your sister both had very similar problem when it came to anger and rage and all of that?
Yes.
We prayed for him a while ago, and the Lord actually delivered him. It's a family curse that's been upon their family. His father, his grandfather, all had severe tempers, lots of anger, lots of irritability, you know, all of that type of stuff. And we asked the Lord to break the mold of his father over his life. And when that happened, his whole body twisted and contorted, and all sorts of stuff happened to him as this thing in the spirit was taken off him. When he came forward and he asked us to pray for his sister, he said, my sister's got the same problem I have. I said, right, God is going to use your faith and our faith to minister to her. The moment we began to pray for him, exactly the same thing happened again. His whole body began to twist and contort, but this time it was God ministering not to him, but to her.
Amen.
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 And that's changed. Amen.
I just wanted to share that, she didn't specifically say that she felt, you know, any of the manifestation that I lived here. But I knew that it was exactly the same as what I felt about a week or so after Rion had prayed for me in my home. But it wasn't as severe, but it was exact same thing. But then a day after I spoken to her the first time, then she said her whole back is stiff. And that was exactly where this thing manifested. So, it's real. I mean, it's there.
Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God.